based on how you buy.
The weekend continues, and so does the information, the conversation, and hopefully the impact of the info is heralded by the people who are here giving you the information. In this case, the next hour is spent focusing on food, what you're eating, what you're buying, what you're serving. Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru, is here in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in. You can join us at 800-510-8255. We'll have our food quiz question later on in the hour. Phil's going to be speaking to Gil Harrell, who's the co-founder of BiteHunter.com. And I guess you could you can take that like any place you'd like to, but it isn't. Sometimes the names people choose, you're going to notice that, Phil, like Supermarket Guru really tells what you're all about. That's a handle that is easily identifiable and it makes good sense. BiteHunter.com, I'm not sure what that makes me think.
A lot of it is really generational. If you take a look at the companies today that are so successful, whether you look at Groupon or BiteHunter or Yahoo or Google or whatever, I mean, very different names than Microsoft or Apple. You know, just take a look the way people name things now. They just look for something that's unique and ownable versus something that describes what they do.
Yeah. How did you come up with supermarketguru.com? How did that, who came, did you come up with that? Did your wife come up with it? Somebody that was a marketer come up with it?
Actually, Peter Jennings. The first time I was interviewed on World News Tonight at ABC, he introduced me as, you know, supermarket guru. And when I left that, I called my lawyer and I said, is that something we could register as a trademark? And the answer was yes, and that's it.
That's it. Those are great stories, though, aren't they? Yeah. Peter Jennings, there are a lot of great stories about him. He apparently was a very, very smart guy, and people liked working with him. What a shame it ended up the way that it did.
And if you look today at what's going on with, you know, this past week, all the news about the Today Show, about the, you know, who cares about all these anchors?
Is she leaving? Is she staying? Is she going to, of course, the story, you've worked with all these people because you spend so much time on the Today Show. Katie Couric coming back. Is Matt leaving? Is this a negotiating ploy? It would make sense if everybody could put all of their, apparently Meredith, unfortunately, his husband is quite sick. Is that the?
Yes, MS. But actually, I mean, they've lived with this. Meredith knew that he had MS before they got married.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
really?
It's a situation, you know, and to be honest with you, at this point in her life, you know, it's time to maybe step aside and enjoy life and spend more time with her family, and that's
always the excuse that's given when somebody gets fired, was going to spend more time with his family.
Yeah,
you know, that's a cop,
who really cares about these people that are making, you know, $15-20 million a year? Mm-hmm. So they want to leave. Good.
Yeah. So,
and then leave.
The people, you know. Right? There'll be somebody else. Poor Ann Curry has been waiting in the wings forever to try to fill that spot. But
the difference is, the reason that she didn't get the job, and I don't know if you recall this, but, you know, when Katie left and Meredith got the job, there's this huge, fabulous interview in the New York Times with Ann Curry about some of the things that she was doing for charity and so on. Great article. And then, like, the last paragraph, she goes on and says, well, I should have gotten the job and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, it's a different skill set. Anne is great.
She's a good reader.
Doing what she does and being out there, but she's not a great interviewer the way Katie or Meredith is.
Yeah, she can read, but she can't interview. And that's the thing. And they'd be, if they were smart, and this has nothing to do with food, but because you know all of these people so well for having been on the Today Show for as long as you have, if they were, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for Katie, maybe even for her own career, to go back to the Today Show and maybe
oh, no,
to do
no,
a
no.
talk
well,
show.
She's going to have an afternoon talk show.
Yeah. Well, you could do them both. What the heck? Meredith does she does two things. She's got the Millionaire, and she also has the Today Show. So, yeah, you put those things.
What the Afternoon did for Oprah. And I think, you know, Oprah is the highest paid entertainer, celebrity, whatever that category is, that's out there. You know, I think that's a better format for Katie. And yeah, again, but the Today Show is a grind.
This is people say that about what I do. I do something. I get up at 4 o'clock every morning and been doing this program for 23 years. It isn't a grind. I find it not to be a grind, frankly. I enjoy it. As a matter of fact, I'm more stimulated by it more now than I think incredibly I ever have been, because there's so much more stuff and there's so many more directly. Everybody else is doing sort of the same thing. And because I've decided to go in a different direction and do something else, it sort of makes it more stimulating. Having people like you around also without being self-serving is really stimulating as well for the audience and for me. I'm very inquisitive, like to know about new things, new ideas, help people. I think we're all here to help. And, it doesn't hurt anything if you help yourself along the way. As long as you keep into perspective, what you're really doing is providing a service. And that's certainly what the Supermarket Guru does. And speaking of that, every week you have your sort of hits and misses. You have you're studying the new food that comes out. People come to you all the time and ask you to review their new products. And so what do you have this week that really hit the mark? And do you have some misses?
Well, no misses this week.
Really?
However,
wow.
You know, it's okay. My hope, and again, the reason that we publish our criteria is I would like every product to be a hit. If we had every product to be a hit, that means that every time we go into the supermarket, we're going to get good value, we're going to get good taste, we're going to get good health, and so on. So, you know, I don't mind when we don't get, you know, misses, but, you know, we don't also get a lot of hits. But this week, we have Finlandia Light Swiss Cheese. Finlandia was always a terrific Swiss cheese, but their new light one, it's okay. It doesn't have the same nutty flavor that Swiss cheese should have. So, you know, that only got an 80. And then we have, from the people who bring us Tabasco, spicy chocolate. Now, chocolate has been sold with pepper in it for a long time. It's not something new. But these are really pretty good. Two pieces are just 60 calories. They've got a nice, great burn to them. However, very, very, very expensive. It comes in this little Tabasco tin, but it's the equivalent of about $35 a pound, Doug.
Wow.
And, you know, if I'm going to spend $35 a pound for chocolate, it better be exceptional.
But then it's so good for you, too, actually. And now the whole discussion about how good it is.
Yeah, the darker the chocolate, the better. That's the thing to remember.
Right, okay. So check out Phil. There are a number of ways of doing it, but the Supermarket Guru is the best way to do it. If you find the contributor and co-host boxes filled with a picture of Phil, and you would recognize him immediately because he's very visible. I was walking through, this is a sort of a story that I will tell a couple of different ways in a couple of different circumstances. Yesterday, I was at there's a little, for those of you who are in Los Angeles, you know this, and Phil and I are both Angelians. I'm a part-time Angelian. He's a full-time, well, almost full-time Angelian. There's a little marketplace at the corner of San Vicente and 26th. It's a neat little place, a market, and there are some restaurants inside, kind of a foodie place. And across the street, there are two or three good restaurants. And even on that side of the street, there are some good restaurants. I ate in a little place. It had great natural food with a friend of mine. And as I was going in, there was a big stir in the parking lot. And the cars were out in the street, and there were cameras all over the place. And I sort of walked in to see what was going on. And I saw Victor Garber, who is an excellent actor, with Jennifer Garner and her two children. And they were trying to do some shopping in these little shops that are in that little marketplace. And these damn paparazzis, I'm telling you, Phil, there were a dozen of them if there was one. And all she was doing, she got out of her car with her two kids, and she went into the market. And she and Victor Garber have become very good friends. He's like a father figure to her. And he's around all the time, and they do movies and stuff together since he played her father on that the TV show Alias, which really got her started. So I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me, and I said something to him. I looked at her, and I smiled. I said, "How are you?" And she smiled back very pleasantly. She was putting the kids in the back seat of the car. And I said to Victor, "These people are a-holes." And I said, it is unbelievable that people like this, and this is the first time I've actually seen this for a while. They live, I think, over across in Brentwood, if I'm not mistaken. And so whenever she wants to go somewhere with the kids, these people must camp out at the end of her driveway or something, and they wait for her or any of these people that have notoriety to go to wherever it is they go. They follow them in their cars like a procession. It's sick.
Well, but the reason that they do it is the magazines and the newspapers will pay a lot of money for those photos, and we look at them.
Consume it.
That's the problem. Yeah. It's our fault.
Yeah, it really is. I think this is more starkly represented, and I say that because you're well-known. People recognize you when you you go into the airport or when you're walking in New York or any place.
Usually in post offices.
That's where they recognize
a photo and then little fingerprint things under it.
All right, so here's the, you ready for our supermarket quiz of the week, food quiz. And this is based on some information that I read this week. The annual suburban circumstance. Number one, the average income per household in suburbia in America is about $80,000 a year. The average size of the suburban ranch or colonial house, about 2,400 square feet. What, in terms of dollars, do the people who live in suburbia, and you say you're surprised, well, the average income in America is about $49,000. But so suburbia, though, has a higher per household income, about $80,000 a year, and the average home is 2,400 square feet. What does the average suburban family pay for at-home food a year? What's that dollar amount? 800-510-8255. What do you have for a swell prize, Phil?
Lunch with Doug.
Lunch with Doug, certainly. Maybe we can see Jennifer Garner. We go over to the 26th Street Shops. And
I'll call the paparazzi, and and one of our listeners will be...
And I'll become famous.
Weekly World News.
Do you think I'll become famous?
Famous. But again, in Weekly World News, it'll be some headline Alien makes deal with White House and Doug now president.
That's it. Perfect. Right. Yeah. I couldn't do any worse than what's going on now, that's for sure. Anyway, so what's the annual consumed at-home food spending of the average suburban household in America? I'm going to give you this much of a hint. It's in the thousands of dollars. 800-510-8255. Phil has a prize package for you that'll be ensconced in his one of his great bags, tote bags that he has. He's very clever and has all of these great things that he's exposed to, so he'll send you some of that good stuff if you can figure out what the answer is. 800-510-8255. The average amount out of that income, the average amount of consumed at-home food spending on an annualized basis by the average suburban home in the thousands of dollars. What's the correct number? How many thousands of dollars on average spent by suburban people? I was going to say housewives, but that's not who's doing the shopping. Interestingly enough, more men are doing the shopping than women. Did you know that in terms of suburbia? Does that surprise you?
No, not even close. But really? The funny thing is when you see a man who goes shopping, that typically the wife has done all the shopping, it's like they're going into the supermarket and discovering that, oh, my God, they've put, like, salt in packages.
Yeah.
You know, it's just hysterical to watch some of these guys who have spent, their entire life in offices and so on, hitting the supermarket and discovering that there's, like, hamburger patties there.
800-510-TALK. What's the answer?
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Eat your food, don't wear it. Pass your plate and share it. Eat your food, I swear it makes you grow up strong.
Yeah, I must be looking at me. I'm having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And the peanut butter, you know how you fill it too much, you put too much peanut butter between the bread and the jelly, and then you bite into it and it comes out everywhere. It just fell all over my pants. I don't know whether that's too much information or not, but that's the reality, folks. It's Doug Steffen with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, 800-510-8255. We're going to meet a couple of people in a few minutes that have some great ideas. A new search engine for dining deals. And then we're going to also discuss some foods that will improve your sex life. Now, that'll be something that will keep people. And the guy's name, come on, wait a minute. This guy's name is J.J. Virgin. Give
it's
me a
girl.
Break.
It's a girl.
Yeah, but come on.
It's not.
Is that really her
not.
Name?
Yeah.
Huh? Foods that will improve your sex life discussed by J.J. Virgin?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You're putting me on.
No.
So,
sure.
Come on.
Sure.
Okay. All right, let's get back to our question. This is the number is going to somewhat start. When I first saw it, I thought, eh. And then we were just discussing during the break, Phil and I, about the number, the relative number here. This is we're looking for the annual consumed at home food spending number of the average suburban family versus the amount of money that's spent eating out, which we'll discuss after we get to the right number. Okay, Matt, you get the first shot at this. Go ahead, sir. You're on with Phil and Doug. Hi.
Yeah, I just come up with a number of 18,900, and that's
way too,
the reason I could.
Okay, well, that's way too high. But why did you come with that? What was your thought process that got you there?
Depending on having a couple of children, I figure $1,000 a month, and I find that it seems like most people are buying prepared foods, so I just added a figure for prepared foods.
Yeah, what do you spend a month for food or a year?
Well, it's just the wife and I, so we're probably in the neighborhood of 500 a month, maybe.
Really? Okay.
Five, 600 a month, probably.
Mm-hmm. All right. For food at home?
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
mostly.
Good. That's way too high, but thank you for the call. Kathy, what do you think the right number is?
I think it's 10,000.
10,000 is too high. What about you? What do you spend in your family on an annualized basis for food at home? All right. So Kathy fell off. Sorry about that bad cell phone. Here's Lisa. Go ahead, ma'am. You got a good number. You hope. What do you think?
I'm thinking around 20,000.
20,000 is too high. Most everybody's too high. Think about again, the fact that maybe people are reading out, this is a suburban situation, and way in your mind.
So you wanted us to include the eating out.
No, I don't. I want
that out.
That's what you buy in a supermarket.
Yeah.
Maybe 12,000.
Yeah, that's too high, too. How much do you spend?
Weird, because it was just when I discovered the Food Network and I started cooking, and it was just for my husband and myself, I was spending like $800 a month.
Really? For yourself,
well,
just you and your husband?
Fresh, and you go every day, and you're buying all fresh stuff, and it's expensive.
Well, that's the thing to do.
You know?
And Phil will tell you that's a good thing. By the way, you watch Phil when he's on the Today Show? The Dangerous
Show. Oh, no, I would not watch the Today Show. Heavens no.
You wouldn't? Why would you watch the Today Show?
I wouldn't watch any major media station because I just won't. I'm not going to encourage them. But I like listening to the radio. So.
All right, good for you, Lisa. Thank you. At least you can get Phil here. All right, let's go to Mike, who's got a number. Go ahead, Mike. What's your number?
I got 8,100.
8,100, getting closer to reasonable. That's still too high, though. How much do you spend, Mike?
We spend between 150 and 200 a week.
Do you? And how big's your family?
I got just me and one child, my wife, me and my wife and one child.
And do you eat out much?
Rarely.
Really? Okay, well, that explains your number then. That makes your number makes sense if you don't eat out much. All right, let me move on. Thank you. Russ, what's your number? Where'd Russ go?
Yes.
Yes,
right,
Russ.
Here.
What's your...
Hey, I'm going to say $7,200, and that still might be a little high, but that's my guess.
Yeah, it is too high. Yep. It is too high. Donald, what do you think the right number is?
6,250.
All right, we're getting closer to reality, but not quite there yet. Cindy, what's your number?
4,000 to 5,000.
That's good. What'd you say? 4,000 to 5,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The number is 3,800. It's somewhere between $3,400 and $3,800. So you're as close as we've gotten in, because we're running a little tight on time. Phil's going to give you one of his prize packages. Is that correct, Phil?
Woo-hoo!
Absolutely. We're going to give you a food sense
you hold
DVD.
On.
We're going to give you a Supermarket Guru tote bag and some other stuff in there as well.
All right. You hold on. 29 past the hour.
I'm Chad Hoover, Vice President with Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Sanofi Pasteur. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've been a national sponsor of March for Babies for the past 3 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
You know, when my youngest went off to college, I thought now I'd have plenty of time to travel, see friends, and live an active life again. What I didn't expect was waking up throughout the night, sometimes 3 or 4 times, to go to the bathroom, not to mention the embarrassing accidents during the day. That's when I started using Better Woman, the all-natural, clinically tested herbal supplement that's helped thousands of women just like me regain control and freedom. With Better Woman, I don't have to worry where the next bathroom is. I sleep much better and have more energy. It's even helped my mood swings. Best of all, it's all natural, no known side effects. Call 800-701-7040 or visit betterwomannow.com to receive a free bonus bottle. That's 1-800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Thanks to Better Woman, I feel like my younger self again. That's 800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Better Man is also available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lempert, and you might have heard over the past couple of months or years about all these websites, all these emails that are promising you all kinds of great deals when it comes to dining out. Well, we have with us Gil Harrell, who's the CEO and co-founder of Bite Hunter, who, to be honest with you, has one of the most interesting and probably viable sites that are out there in order for us to save money. So, Gil, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Thank you. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. So let's talk a little bit about this whole experience of being able to get an email, get a deal. A lot of controversy here that says sometimes the restaurants aren't worth it. Sometimes, you know, the restaurants are making money because people don't show up. Give us the 101 of what's going on now with getting great dining deals.
Yeah, I think always restaurants were trying to find ways to bring more customers to dine, you know, in certain times where they need more help. Because every restaurant, except maybe the most famous one, there's some times and days where, you know, they're not full and they're looking to promote the restaurants to bring more customers.
Mm-hmm.
So deals were running around for forever, but now you have amazing tools online to promote. You know, they're using Twitter to tweet about deals. They're using their updating their Facebook pages. They're posting deals on Daily Deal site. So there's a lot of things going around there, or they're sending newsletters. But for the consumer, it's just impossible to follow all this information. And that's
you get overwhelmed with all these emails that I get. You know, every day it's overwhelming.
Exactly. So, you know, and we figure out that there's a real need for kind of a search engine to really, one, save you time, because, you know, you don't have the time to go over all these emails, and two, save you money. That's kind of how we came with the idea of Bite Hunter.
So give me, for example, if I went to Bite Hunter right now, what kind of deals would I get?
So you can get deals from prefix menus that restaurants are posting, from daily deals, deals like, you know, the ones that Groupon is posting, or Living Social, happy hours, brunch deals, lunch deals, whatever is going around. I mean, you can find whatever you're looking and you have you're in the mood to try out.
One of the thoughts, and I've talked to a lot of restaurateurs who have used Groupon, for example, and one of the things that they keep on coming back with is they did it once, but they're not going to do it again because while they got a lot of people to come to the restaurant, nobody ever came back. That, frankly, these are a group of people who are just looking for the deal, so they go from deal to deal to deal versus actually falling in love with a restaurant, becoming a regular customer there. Are you finding the same thing to be true?
Not exactly. And I think also it depends on the restaurateur. I think restaurants should take more control of the deals they're negotiating with websites like Groupon and even social. They don't have to, you know, they can give a percentage where they can still live with. They should monitor how many customers are actually going back. You know, there's all kinds of ways to do that. This way they know that, you know, if really, you know, the deal is worthwhile for them to do that or not. So it really depends on the restaurateur how he works with those daily deal websites and if he's able to negotiate a deal which is also comfortable for them. And also finding tools where you can really monitor it and see customers coming back. So it really depends.
So a lot of it is, you know, the restaurant not just looking for that quick buck, but being a little bit more strategic?
Yes. And I think, you know, moving forward, that's my suggestion for restaurants. Think strategic. Think how you're going to get customers going back again. What will be your next promotion? And not just, you know, do it because every restaurant is doing it.
So where do you think, you know, this whole thing is going to go? Groupon, I guess, Google wanted to buy them for, what was it, $4 billion or $5 billion. They turned it down. Is this the new way that people are going to find restaurants and just, you know, be looking for that deal?
I think it's going to stay. It's one of the ways where users are going to decide very quickly where to go and dine. I mean, think about the mobile as well, right? We're about to launch a mobile service in about a few weeks from now. So people are on the go all the time, and they have the, you know, they can decide, you know, right now where is the best deal that is near where I am, you know, right now located. So I think it's going to stay for a while, and you people will, you know, on one hand will use it and go and try those restaurants, and sometimes they won't. You know, it depends on what mood they are.
So if we take a look at all the different trends that are out there now with eating out, one trend that we've seen over the past few years really grow are these food trucks that you've mentioned, and people are following them on Twitter, and, you know, instead of going to a cart in New York City for a hot dog for a dollar, people are buying, you know, hot dogs for $5 from these fancy food trucks. Do you think that we're going to continue to see that trend grow? And what comes after food trucks?
Well, I think that is just starting now. I mean, I don't know if you heard. I think was it Jack in the Box that started the food truck?
Yes.
So we have now
Jack in the Box now has their trucks. Yep.
Yes. So we do imagine, you know, a few months ago that you will have a fast food chain starting a food truck. I'm in Chicago, the next restaurant show, they have a dedicated section just for food trucks. And there are going to be all kinds of exhibits around it and all kinds of lectures. So I think that trend will stay. I think there's more restaurants are going to get into that. More, you know, celebrity chefs are going to get into that. And people think it's cool, you know. They are willing to wait in line to buy a $5 hot dog. What will be the next trend? I don't know. I know. I think people are still looking to find, you know, local food and healthy food. That's going to stay as well.
And before I leave the whole food truck idea, you know, you mentioned waiting in line, getting that $5 hot dog or falafel or whatever people are getting. But also, when I'm seeing these people that are waiting in line, they're not eating the food properly. Typically, you know, they're standing up and eating it, or they're leaving and bringing it home or whatever. But, you know, we're not sitting down and enjoying our food anymore. And I think, to be honest with you, there's a lot of people who even though they're, you know, in with the latest trend or whatever else, they're not enjoying the food.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, and it's becoming more like a trend than really kind of focusing on the food and having a good meal. And, you know, with what's going on, you know, around us where, you know, everyone wants to do things fast and everyone wants to, you know, be part of a big group, then, you know, we forget that sometimes it's just good to sit down and have a good meal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Gil, thanks so much for joining us. Again, it's BiteHunter.com. If you're looking for a great restaurant in your area and a great deal, check out BiteHunter.com.
Thank you so much.
Going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what kind of food and nutrition you need to keep up a fabulous sex life. I'm Phil Lempert. This is Good Day Weekend.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Pucks tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for $1.87 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lempert, and one of the most important things that we need to focus on, and we do on this program constantly, is about health and nutrition, because what's top of mind, especially for the quote-unquote aging baby boomers, these 76 million people who, as death becomes closer, life is becoming more important, you know, we're so focused on the health aspect. We want to avoid diabetes, we want to avoid heart disease, we want to avoid cancers, we want to avoid being fat. Well, our next guest, J.J. Virgin, has a whole different twist on it. And probably, if I take a look at what could get people to eat healthy, her topic is what it's all about. J.J., welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Thank you.
So, we're talking about foods that can improve your sex life.
Yeah,
it's that
and
simple.
Since you talked about, you know, doing all these things to avoid getting stuff, I'm sitting here going, yeah, but how about living, Phil? And, you know,
exactly.
What we know is that in order to be healthy, you really should be having sex three times a week with a partner.
Okay.
So, got to have a sex drive to do
you
that.
You know, with the partner part.
Yeah, with a partner, underscore.
Okay, so let's talk about, you know, what people need to be doing to be healthy, you know, mentally and physically, and I agree totally with you, that sex is part of an active, normal life. And, you know, those people who, for whatever reason, don't enjoy it or don't have it, or don't have somebody to have it with, usually they're a little grumpy.
Yeah, well, it's important for your heart, it's important for your brain, and let's face it, I mean, you feel sexier when you're feeling better about yourself, when you're healthier and more energetic, so it all goes together.
Okay, so let's talk about foods that can improve our sex life.
All right. Well, let's talk about some that we shouldn't do first, which is okay. Unfortunately these tend to be, you know, pretty standard American diet. And those are burgers and pizzas and donuts, things that have a lot of those damaged fats that can make your blood sticky. And if your blood's not flowing, you got a problem, right? So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, and in fact, you know, for probably 20 years, right before Valentine's Day every year, we did a thing on the Today Show about foods for Valentine's Day. And it was amazing to me all the emails that we got afterwards where we're talking about, you know, eating light. Don't have that burger. Don't go out and have that, you know, huge steak beforehand because you're just going to be tired.
You're not going to be in
the right place.
It's never sexy feeling stuffed.
Exactly.
That's never could. But just we're really looking at, you know, how do you long-term support good health, good energy, and that translates over to having a great sex drive. And this is a big deal because as many as 25% now of men, and I think it's probably higher due to what's going on with the economy, suffer from a low sex drive. So there are some great foods that support this, and it really comes down to, you know, supporting good, healthy hormone levels. Dopamine and testosterone are what we call the drivers for the sex drive. So nuts are a great one because they're rich in arginine, and that helps with blood flow, helps raise nitric oxide, and it has good healthy fats that make your blood flow too. And then tyrosine-rich foods, which help raise dopamine. Dopamine's the motivation, in love, neurotransmitter. So avocados and fish and poultry and eggs and dairy and oatmeal are great there. And, of course, fruits and vegetables, because if you have a lot of oxidative stress, you can actually lower dopamine, and it'll help lower inflammation. And again, you got to keep the blood flowing. Garlic and fish and olive oil and nuts. But there's one that I don't, you know, I tell men about, and they're like, really? Turns out that celery raises androstenedione, and it helps you emit an odor that is sexually attracted to women. So it is this great pheromone release. It also is going to help with blood pressure, which is another good one. But it makes you sexy to us women.
Just simple celery.
Yeah, simple celery. And celery lowers blood pressure, too. So, you know, we're looking at this integrated approach to not only improving libido, sex drive, but also improving your overall health because they all go together.
So a lot of what you, the foods that you described, nuts, you know, fruits, vegetables, and so on. Isn't this really the diet, if you would, not only to improve your sex drive, but for healthy eating in general?
Well, exactly. I mean, I tend to base someone's diet based on their genes, their genotype, but there's some foundational things for good eating that, you know, you want to eat good, clean, lean protein sources. You want to eat good, healthy fats that reduce inflammation. That's, you know, fish and nuts. You want to eat lots of vegetables. And by the way, not lots of fruit. I usually don't put those in the same category because if you say lots of fruits and vegetables, people eat a bunch of bananas, you know. So I want them eating lots of vegetables and one or two pieces of a lower sugar fruit. And it's really about keeping the sugar low, good, clean protein, healthy fats, and lots of fiber.
So, you know, you have both a celebrity clientele as well as, you know, just regular people. What's the biggest problem when people come to you for nutrition advice, for getting a better sex drive? What's the biggest problem that people have and you see it all the time and you just feel like hitting your head and saying they just don't get it?
Well, you know, it's actually interesting because I work with a lot of top CEOs. And I will tell you the biggest problem is not what you think it is. It's actually the diet, especially with men, is almost easier. You just tell them what they need to do, and they just go and do it. And I also work a lot with exercise. I'm a nutrition and fitness expert, so I get them exercising. It's the stress and sleep that are the big ones. And if you want to look at the one area that's going to take your health down, whether it's your weight, your heart health, your brain and memory, your libido, it's creating stress on yourself, whether that's from poor sleep or just from the worry about what's going on and are you going to have a job tomorrow? Because, you know, Mother Nature's smart. If you're under stress, it's not the time you should be making babies. So when you're under stress, you actually lower testosterone.
Stay right there. I'm sorry. We've got to take a hard break. We're going to come right back with more about eating well, having a great sex life with JJ Virgin. This is Good Day Weekend. And And coming up, don't forget, we're also going to do some more new product reviews, so stay with us.
Storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Day weekend. I'm Phil Lenford, and we're talking about this relationship, if you would, between food, fitness, nutrition, and sex, and what makes it all work and what makes it doesn't work. Our guest is J.J. Virgin, who's one of the leading fitness and nutrition experts in the country. Now, J.J., right before the break, we talked about stress, that's one of the biggest issues that people who come to you seem to have. What can you do to alleviate that stress? Because, you know, everybody says, oh, well, you know, don't have so much stress. But it's
easier said than done, right? And it's sort of a badge of honor right now, too. I mean, come on, who's not stressed out? But it is the biggest thing that will take your health and your sex life down. And there are a lot of things. I mean, obviously the biggest thing is to build in some downtime and to create, you know, to work on the soundtrack between your ears. But luckily, getting more sleep, eating correctly, there are supplements that can help there, too. Vitamin C is a big one for stress. A big one. That's one I tell people, you know, make sure you're getting vitamin C. I throw an emergency packet into my sparkling water every day, one or two. And so that's another one. There's a product I've been using with my CEOs from Malaysia. Actually, the Malaysian government got together with MIT to look at this because it's been used for centuries in Malaysia to help men just be overall healthier, have better strength and stamina, and, you know, coincidentally, because they just did a 12-week study on it, a great sexual performance and satisfaction, big improvements in it. It's called Tanaga. You can get it. It's TENAGA.com, Tanaga. And it's a nutrient that's going to help. It's rich in antioxidants, which, again, helps with dopamine, and it supports vitality and healthy testosterone levels. And that's really key for men. Again, stress is going to lower testosterone, And once that's down, you're in trouble. We're finding men, you know, men go through andropause just like women go through menopause, and that should be happening in the late 50s. It's starting to happen in the 30s and 40s because of all that's going on.
And that's a combination of the environment, what we're eating, the stress levels, all
right,
of it.
I mean, everything's going to stress your body out. Poor diet, lack of exercise. You know, it's very interesting when you do short bursts of high-intensity exercise. It's called high-intensity interval training, where let's say you're going to go out for a run. Instead of running, you would walk and sprint and walk and sprint. You actually train your body how to handle stress better, and you raise your growth hormone. If you do a lot of endurance exercise, you can actually lower testosterone. When you do things like burst training, interval training, and weight training, you raise testosterone. So you need to make sure the things that you're doing are actually all working together, because some of these things that we think might be good for our health, like cutting fat way down or eating lots of fruit or doing lots of endurance exercise, are actually not good.
So you mentioned, you know, the CEOs that you're talking to, basically number one for them is stress. What about the women? What's number one for them and they should be looking at?
Oh, I think the women are even more stressed out than the men, Phil.
because of the men.
Yeah, well, we go to work and then we come home and we have our second job and that's our house, you know. It just never ends for us. And, you know, the worst part is you've got men now who are frustrated, upset. You know, the very essence of being a man is being able to provide, and they're scared with their jobs, and they come home and the woman wants to just be held and cuddled, and they're just like, you know, can't deal with it. And so the relationship starts to deteriorate, and, you know, so it's a very stressful time. But for women, it's the same thing. It's really the stress and sleep is so important. If I had to pick one thing, it wouldn't even be the diet or exercise. It would be starting with getting 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night. That's why I tell people, hey, on the weekends, you know, schedule sex in the afternoons. Don't try to wait till nighttime after dinner when you shouldn't ever be stuffed, but let's say you're stuffed and tired. It's not going to happen, right?
Absolutely. Well, JJ, thanks so much. Again, if people want more information, is there a website that they can go to?
There is. My website is jjvirgin.com. And then, again, the product I just talked about from Malaysia, which is really amazing, and there's a women's product, too, is tenaga.com, T-E-N-A-G-A.com.
Terrific. Well, thanks. I'm not going to ask you what you're going to do this afternoon because
I actually am doing that. My boyfriend just flew in, so yes, you're right.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks so much, JJ, for joining us. Appreciate it. And also, before we leave, we've got to, you know, talk about one of my favorite foods, which is eggs. And eggs are an incredible way to start your day, and it's not heavy, and it's going to increase your sex drive as well. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and a breakfast that contains eggs helps you to stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts. 70 calories and an